Patsnaun Valley. The important historical connecting point of the Patsnaun Valley should not be underestimated. This was the access point where you could access various passages to the north, east, west, and south. The Patsnaun is bordered by the Ferwal group in the north and west. In the east, it is bordered by the Samnaun group, and in the south by the Silvretta group. The Silvretta group is bound by the following four passes and the connecting rivers. The Fluela Pass, at 2,389 meters in the south. The Schlappiner Joch, at 2,200 meters to the west. The Fimber Pass in the east, which lies at an altitude of 2,389 meters, and the 1,488 meter high Zeinisjoch to the north. All four crossings can be reached by historical path connections from the inner Patsnaun Valley, whereby the easiest crossing point from the inner valley over the Zeinisjoch leads from Galtur to Partenen. Besides the Fimber Pass, which leads to the southeast into the Valsenestra and Sent in Engadin, there were two other crossovers that were important for the settlement of the Patsnaun Valley. The valley was ultimately settled starting not at the Inntal, or over the low pass at Zeinisjoch, but over the high passes from the south. While the Futschul Pass, at 2,798 meters above sea level, leads to the South Tasna Valley and Ardetz, the Vermunt Pass, at 2,797 meters, which also ran south, included the Tuoi Valley and Guarda, which are also south of the Silvretta. The Kloster Pass, at 2,751 meters, and the Rote Furka, at 2,688 meters above sea level, take you west to Klosters in Prättigau. The Seblesjoch, at 2,539 meters, leads to our neighbors to the east in the Samnaun Valley.